Dr. Mejia, the time for the patient Silvio Cruz, medical records 156646, that over 7-1-1961, referring physician Dr. Rebecca Rios, procedure performed. EGD, secondary procedure biopsy, state of the procedure September 27, 2023. Indications, iron deficiency anemia, positive diagnosis, impression 1, esophageal ulcer, number 2, non-obstructive incomplete chest X-ray, number 3, small hiatal hernia, number 4, megastritis. Deform section, second portion of the duodenum, complication on immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care, peripragraph apropsia, as per EGD template, peripragraph findings, oropharynx pneumonia, peripragraph esophagus, there's a clean base esophageal ulcer, about 1 centimeter, biopsy is taken, period, there's 18 erosions in the distal esophagus, consistent with a class B esophagitis, peripragraph, biopsies were taken from the ulcer, period, this is an incomplete non-obstructive chest X-ray, biopsy is taken, period, this is small hiatal hernia present, peripragraph stomach, there's mild disease, 18 antrum, body biopsy is taken, radius pylori, peripragraph, duodenum, D1, D2 appear normal. Biopsies taken from second portion of the duodenum for celiac disease, peripagraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports, number 2, anterior inclinations, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, monitor clinic, links number, who we'll started patient on protonics, follow Milligan's POBID, next number, repeat EGD, 6 to 8 weeks, for re-evaluation of the area of esophageal ulcer, next number, patient is to follow up in GFS in 3 to 4 weeks, period. We'll schedule patient for capsule endoscopy.